we're just going to have to see what the Bears can we've got. This is the first time we've had all our lineups. Since basketball, the girls didn't win the state championship, but it was they really tried hard. As formidable opponent was Kinston, but we finally got all our players back against East Henderson. A lot of them didn't get to start, but they got to play. So in the later innings, I know that Sheridan Presley is back at the bat. Ashley Penland, we won't have the services of Brooklyn Allen. So, folks, I know all the Pisgah Nation has been long anticipating the news. Brooklyn Allen had surgery yesterday. It was successful. Her ankle was not near as bad as the doctors had anticipated it to be. So she is doing great. Great news for the red and black, and hopefully she'll be 100% next year. Brooklyn, we miss you out here, girl. Get better soon. Get out here and come and root your Bears on. And Taylor Gallion is back at in the lineup today, which she's got to play double duty tonight. The girl's got to go run and play the blue-white game after she gets through playing the baseball game, or the softball game, so the kid's going to be tired.
Well, she's going to have a good Friday night then.
Hopefully it will be a good Friday night. Pisgah's got some new unis on today. I've never seen these. They're really sharp. They're the red pants, white shirts, and then Franklin's going to be in the white pants and the gray shirts, so the players are done with their – Franklin's done with their warm-ups. Pisgah's fixing to come out for theirs. We beat East Henderson 28-1. So, I don't – you know, in the Inca game, we lost 1-0. We really wanted our bats – we had trouble getting our bats home, but, you know, we were missing four key players, three now back in the lineup. The fourth one had surgery, like I said, but – you know, it's kind of interesting to see who Serena Goodwin puts in the circle. It looks like today it's going to be Callie Burnett or Callie Kirkendall. So Callie, the last time she pitched was against Robertson. She went six innings, three hits, four runs, two base on balls, and two strikeouts. So it's going to be interesting to see how Callie does against them. She's just a sophomore.
Yeah, she's very young.
But defense, Serena told me at the beginning of the year that she really thinks this is going to be the best defensive team we've had at Pisgah in a long time. And she's really excited about this group of kids coming in. So, you know, we've only got three games under our belt. Our record's one win, one loss, and one tie. So we got the ones going across the board. So, but Franklin, the Inca was her first loss. So they're like 4-1, I think. I'm not really sure on that, but you know, this would be a big boost to Pisgah. We could go 2-0 in the conference after beating East, and that would give us an edge.
Yes, and you always want those conference wins because it really helps you when placing in the playoffs.
And the key for the playoffs is we want to be home.
Yes.
We want to be here at the Diamond on the River. Folks, we've got new stadiums here this year. The ballpark is really coming into shape. The alumni and the Booster Club is doing a fantastic job with this, spending money for these programs, and it's exciting and to see these kids out here in this nice field and stuff. So, we're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll come back and finish our pregame show from the Diamond on the River. This is Rhonda Bird, Jordan Pitts with, Pisgah Softball. This is, WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River Park. I'm here with my broadcast partner, Jordan Pitts. We're still watching Pisgah warm up. If a name Jordan Pitts sounds familiar to all you Pisgah Nation fans out there, this is my brother, Randy Pitts, that was the great announcer for WPTL and football for Pisgah a long time that passed away about 4 years ago. This is his son, so he's getting his, you're going to have to give him a warm welcome because he's getting his first taste of broadcasting, so maybe the Pitts blood can run down into you this time and you can take up for your daddy.
I'll do my best.
He is, folks. He's a little nervous, so we're just going to have to prod him along here and help him out. Getting back to the lineups here, it looks like I said, Callie Kirkendall is going to be inside the circle. You've got, looks like Alex Latrinko is going to be playing first. We got Sheridan Presley. We call her Tina Cobb.
Tina Cobb.
In second, and it looks like Taylor Gallion is going to be shortstop today, and we got Shelby Tomasi at third. It looks like, I'm trying to see out here, they're still warming up, but it looks like it's going to be Ashley Penland in center field, or right, looks like she might be in left field. And you got Hannah Hudson in center, and we've got Kelsey Alexander in left field or right field. We're going to have to make sure on that. It's hard to tell why they're warming up. But leading off for Franklin will be Erin Campbell. Behind her will be Amber Cook, and number 20, Haley Overholt, will be the third hitter, and the cleanup will be Madison. Folks, I'm going to have a hard time with this. It looks like Cousin New. And batting fifth will be Morgan Cochran. Batting 11th will be Caitlin Bishop. Batting seventh will be Jordan
and Carpenter.
Carpenter. And batting eighth will be Amy Underwood. And batting ninth will be number 26, Kendra Duval. So some of these names are familiar to Pisgah. Underwood, Overholt, and Cochran, because we played against them and Cook. And Cook hurt us last time we played them.
Yes.
Very bad. But in the last game against Inca, Bishop went 3-4. Cousin New went 1-3. And I hope I'm saying her name right, so folks, I apologize if I'm not. Campbell went 1-4, so against Inca. So that'll be something that we need to try to keep their bats under control and try to make them hit grounders and not hit the deep ball right now. So they're through with their warm-ups. The coaches will be meeting with the umpires at home plate, and we'll be ready to get this game started. It's not as chilly as the last time I was here. The last time I did the live broadcast, I like to froze to death. It went 10 innings with T.C. Robertson tied 7-7, and I was chattering by the end of the game. My teeth were chattering.
And just like we had lights down here.
Yeah, I just think they would probably still continue the game, and then we'd have been really in trouble. So it's 54 degrees now, according to our Tim back at the mothership. He's our great engineer. We got him back at the radio station. We got Ron Bird here as our own field engineer to help us set up all this computerized electronic equipment that we have no clue what we're doing. But, folks, if you can't hear us on the radio at 92 WPTL AM, then you can sure listen to us on WPTLradio.net. That's WPTLradio.net. And you can just listen to us live streaming, live from the ballpark. We're going to cover Pisgah softball, a limited schedule this year, but our next radio game will be Monday against Swain. That was a game that got canceled earlier in the year because of weather, so we're going to try to get that in Monday. But I'm telling you, the weather's not cooperating with us. We get rain. We're supposed to play Alexander Central tomorrow, but I looked at the weather report, and it is supposed to rain all day long tomorrow. So I don't know if we'll get Alexander Central in, and they are the number one team in 4A. So Serena Goodwin wants to play these tough teams. She wants to get her team ready, and it benefits them in the end. And it's always like the great coaches say, it's not how you started. I know everybody says, well, we're 1-1-1. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. The girls' basketball team was proof of that. They started out rocky, 1-3, went 6-5 by after the Christmas break. Then they turned on the Jets and won 20 of 21 games and went to the state championship game. I mean, folks, that right there tells you something about this caliber of kid, these young ladies that we've got down here at Pisgah. They are dedicated, they are determined, and they love the red and black. And that's all that matters. So the best thing we can do is support these kids. Come down here and be rooting them on because they deserve it. So,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pisgah High School softball.
But we're fixing to get it lined up, started.
And your Pisgah Black Bears.
We're
waiting for the lineup for the Panthers.
They're getting ready to call the lineup.
Corbin.
But remember, folks, circle the date. May 18th, on your calendar, put the stars, the sunburst, whatever you got to do, draw down. May 18th. If you don't have a ticket, it's $100 a ticket. I know that's kind of spendy, but you can write off your taxes.
Left field, number
it
three,
goes to
Aaron
the athletic
Campbell.
Department. You can come down here into the,
field,
these facilities
four,
and see
Hill.
What that money's doing for these kids.
Shortstop, number 20, Hayden
it is
Liverpool.
Something, it is wonderful to have a booster club Madison, that Houston, helps and supports a program like Pisgah does. And the Pisgah Nation. And then don't
base,
forget,
zero,
the
Murray
alumni
Potter.
Game is May 11th.
Pitching number
so,
11, Caitlin Bishop.
We got a busy week that week. We got a May 11th
Rockfield,
game,
two,
alumni
Jordan
game.
Potter.
We got
first base number 99.
We don't
Andy
have
Underwood.
Much softball. Well, it's
second
we're in the playoffs in May, so
ball.
First round of the playoffs is 10th, the May 10th. So that and then the 14th. So that could be a second round.
Number
the 14th.
Nine,
so that could
Alexander.
Be the 11th, the 10th, the 14th, and the 18th
two,
is a busy
McCracken.
Week for us
yes.
at the Pisgah Nation. But
11,
get your
Brown.
Ticket. It goes to worthy cause. Come up there, enjoy
a
steak dinner,
one,
fellowship
Cameron.
With the Pisgah Nation, and then bid and auction on things
three,
that will help the kids. And that's all
catching
it's about.
Seven,
it's about
Paul
these
Irving.
Young athletes, student athletes,
pitching
for them
15,
to go on to the next
Paul
level. They got to have the money to make it there.
Yeah, and the thing you got to remember about 13, the drawdown, it's not just athlete. One sport that helps. It's not just football, which is a big focus of Pisgah.
Six,
it also
Hudson.
Helps softball. Basketball, even track,
number 12,
it helps
Caleb
all
15.
Sports athletics.
It does, folks, and it's amazing what that money does for these kids. And so, and,
first base, number
and
four,
like I was saying earlier, we have new stadium seats here at Pisgah,
number five,
at
Caleb
the softball Gunny. Complex, and it's nice. I mean, we're starting
ladies
to make it look
time,
like
a
classic ballpark. We're fixing to have the national anthem, folks, so bear with us. We'll see if we can get it to where you can hear it. They say at the major league ballparks, play ball. So we're getting ready to kick this thing off. And leading off for Franklin will be Aaron Campbell coming up to the plate. Callie Kirkendall will be in the circle. So this is going to be, I'm excited about this matchup. I think Pisgah really matches up well this year.
Well, hopefully we can get the scoring like we did the last game. Finally got the bats.
Our problem with Franklin is we never can get ahead of them. If we ever get take a lead on the scoreboard, I think it'll give the girls confidence. But we have not had a lead on them, and I can't remember when. It's always been our nemesis, and it's something that we need to get over, and I think this is the year that we can get over it. So, and I'm glad it's not as cold, because Callie Kirkendall, bless her heart, she had a hard time with the last time that we played with the grip of the ball, because when it gets cold, you do have a hard time feeling the ball. So we'll just have to see how it goes. We're getting ready to kick this thing off. And like I said, leading off for Franklin is Campbell.
Leading off for the Panthers, number 3, Aaron Campbell.
So we got on the on-deck circle is Amber Cook. Real good hitter for, like I said, for Franklin. She's the one that hurt us the last time we were here, or last time we played them. So first pitch from Callie. Right down the middle for a strike. She brought the heat that time.
That was smoking.
She was smoking on that one. Here she's in her windup. Next pitch. Oh, she got her on a changeup outside. Beautiful. Quickly ahead, 2-0. So Callie's, she's very patient in the circle. She takes her time, so. Next pitch, wind up. Little low inside. Just a little bit low. Callie's in her wind up. Here's her pitch. That was right. Little rise ball. It's a little too high for the ump.
She's keeping it changed up.
Exactly. She's keeping her eye vision. Like I said earlier in the year, Callie has 4 pitches she mainly focuses on. Her drop, her changeup, her curve, and her fastball.
A beautiful fastball.
There's her windup, her pitch. Is in on the hands. Foul ball right over to Tomasi.
Keep the count 2-2.
2-2. So she's way ahead. She can kind of tinker with her now. She can come with whatever she wants to now. She can either give her some junk and let her try to chase it or come right down the middle. Mayla Irvin's ready. Gave her a sign. Callie's in her windup. Oh, she got her with a little bit of a changeup, and that's hit in the... Oh, my goodness, what a great catch by Hannah Hudson. She had to go from dead center all the way to left center to catch that ball, and her and Ashley Penland never just about run into each other. As a matter of fact, they did trip each other, and she still hung on to the ball. It's a great grab. So we got one out. Now Cook's to bat. Oh, right down in the knees. Fastball. Beautiful. She's trying to get ahead of the hitters. That's one thing that she didn't do in TC's game.
Yes.
So any key to pitching is get ahead, and then you can throw some junk. Ooh, great pitch. She got her on the rise ball swinging, and she fouls it back over the left side, the left field fence.
She's up 2-0.
2-0, quickly. Irvin's gave her a sign. She's in waiting. Callie's in her windup. Here's her pitch. She tried to get her chasing outside pitch. She's trying to get her chases. So you've got that's a good pitch. I mean, you get her chasing like that, it's going to be a grounder. Now Callie's in her windup. Oh, she got her.
Swinging
and missed. Strikeout. She swung at a high riser, son. It was way up there. Mahala Irvin's not a tall catcher, and she had to stand up to catch that one. So that's that was pretty good pitch there. So quickly, two outs for Pisgah.
See if we can close out the end.
Now we
no
got
runs.
Haley Overholt, pitcher for Franklin Up. Good hitter, too. She didn't come with a fastball that time. She changed it up and went with a changeup. So that's good. She's trying to keep them mixed up. Callie's in her windup. Pitch, little low in the dirt.
0-2.
She's quickly got behind this here, but that's one thing I noticed about when we were playing Inca, when she was pitching against Inca. She did not get rattled. She, when the bases were loaded, she didn't get rattled. She was calm, collective, and she got out of jams a lot of times. That was inside the knees. Too far inside, according to the home plate umpire. So it's 3-0. And Haley's such a good hitter. You don't want to leave something hanging out over the plate for her to jack it out, because she does have home run power. Mahalis gave the sign. She's in. And it's a walk. She's a little low on that pitch. But that's not a bad walk when you got that kind of hitter. Now coming up to clean up is Madison Cousineau.
And with the bases were empty, I mean, it's only one on base, it doesn't hurt.
It don't hurt.
Now batting number six, Madison Cousineau.
No. And like I said, in the Inca game, she was in several pickles where she was just in jams and she would work out of it. She's not one of these pitchers that lets it rattle her. She's very calm, very cool. If you watch her on the plate, she's very good. So Mahalo gave a sign. Here comes Callie. Ball one. She acted like she wanted to bunt, and then she pulled out of it right at the last minute. There's no wind. There's a very slight breeze blowing, so it's nothing to help carry out the balls today. Next pitch, right in on the hands.
Foul two.
Foul back to the left base side, left field side. Callie's 1-1 right now. And this is, folks, this is the first year that Callie Kirkendall has worked with Mahala Irvin. Mahala has to learn Callie and what's her strengths, and Callie has to learn Mahala. So this is a new thing for them. Callie's next pitch is a little outside.
1-2.
She got her. It's 2-1. Two outs. No score. Top of the first. Callie's back on, got her sign. She's in her windup. There's her pitch. Ooh, hit her on the elbow. So quickly, she's got two on from walks. After starting out real good with the first two hitters, now coming up is double zero, and that's Morgan Cochran. So she's got two outs, no score, top of the first, runners on first and second. We got Cookin' Overhold on. Callie's first pitch, a strike. She went back to the fastball that time. I think she's just pitching cautiously against the two big hitters, Overholt and Cousineau. Morgan hits it right to Galleon. Galleon picks it up and throws it to first to Latrinko in time. So great, great way to get out of that. Callie got out of it. She just let her defense work for her. So we go to the bottom of the first, no score. Pisgah will be leading off with Ashley Penland, Presley, and Irvin. So we got one of the, you know, two of the players from the basketball team are leading off. So it's going to be kind of curious to see how they start off. They've only had one game of semi, and they've only had not even a week of practice yet. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But we start off with two lefties. Now, this is the first year that I can remember that Pisgah's had this many left-handed hitters in her lineup. Ashley Penland's left and Tina Cobb's left. That's Jared and Preston, if anybody don't know. We call her Tina Cobb because she bats like Ty Cobb. She places a ball. She's not a home run hitter, but she will get you runs when you need them. And so that's what we kind of like about her. And then you got Irvin, which is your power hitter. She's got, we were just talking about it on break. She had one more home run from last year. or this year to add to her total. So,
yep, she's now up to 28 career home runs, 9 more to tie the state record, 10 to break.
Yeah, and you know, Izzy McQuarrie stuck at 30, and Mahala and Izzy's been in this, and Izzy plays for T.C. Robinson. They have been in this battle to find out who's going to get to that plateau of breaking that record first. Well, Izzy's not hit any this year, and Mahala's already hit one. So she's at 28, and Izzy's at 30. So let's see who gets to 37 first. And, you know, Izzy's going to Chattanooga State to play her college ball, but Mahala Irvin is going to Gardner-Webb, which is a Division I program. And I'm telling you, folks, when Mahala Irvin leaves Pisgah, she is going to be one of the best catchers that's ever played at this stadium. And there's been some great catchers here. There's been Coach Morgan, that is a coach now for the team. She was a great catcher, went on to play college ball. So, Penland's up over Holt's first pitch is outside for ball one. So Ashley Penland reminds me so much of Micah James. She's just an athlete, period. Ooh, good whack. She fouls it off back to the street on the left-hand side.
Counting one and one.
So over Holt's. Ready for the next pitch. Strike. There. She's a lefty, too, Overhold is. Isn't she? No, she's a righty. Lefty. It's a different way to see the ball. Ashley gets a good hit down the left baseline, and it is caught by number...
Now batting number three, Sheridan Presley.
Three. It's hard to see their numbers out there. Aaron Campbell. So Campbell grabs that quickly and stops.
Yeah, the gray and white uniform is really hard to see those little numbers on there.
I've got a little cheat sheet here. I'm going to write everybody's name. So now Presley's up. Overholds first pitch. Outside and high. Ball one.
Wind's starting to pick up a little bit now. Flag's starting to move.
Actually, foul tip back. I am wrong about your pitcher. It is Caitlin Bishop. Caitlin Overholt is playing shortstop. So I apologize, folks. Next pitch to Sheridan's a strike, so she's quickly in a hole.
2-1.
One ball, two strikes, so... Next pitch to Presley is she lines it right to Overholt, which throws it from her knees, which is not in time in Sheridan's zone. Great hit.
Number seven, Mahala Irvin.
Her speed is what got her to first.
Let me tell you, that kid is a player. She's a gamer. Now coming back, Mahala Irvin, as we call her down here on the River Red. Oh, she got a good swing on that. She got it, and it is out of here. Folks, home run number two for the season. She knocked that with one out of the park with her signature grunt as she hit that ball. I'm telling you right now, that girl is smiling all the way around as her teammates just grab her and hug her and pat her on the helmet as she hits across home plate.
That's number 29.
29, folks. She's closing in on. She's going to put the pressure on Izzy McQuarrie. I'm telling you right now, this girl's a gamer. She's playing ball this year. She's having fun. It's her senior season. Now Kelly Kirkendall comes up to bat. No runners on base, and quickly Pisgah takes a 2-0 lead. And this is, folks, first time I can remember in a couple years that Pisgah took a lead. Drawed first blood. Let me just put it to you that way. Which, that's a key to any game. You put the pressure on their defense. Oh, first pitch to Callie was in close to the knees. She had to duck it, and then the second one did hit her. this time.
So she's 13,
on my hit on pitch. So Bishop's kind of struggling with her control issues right now in the circle. So now comes up Tomasi. Tomasi had a home run against East 2. So she's another player that's got a lot of power. Long, lanky body.
Follow.
And I'm telling you, this girl, her dad come up to me at the game against East Henderson and said she's been having a little shoulder trouble, a little soreness. They had the MRI done. It's all fine. No structural damage, just some therapy. So she's getting back into the groove. Quickly, the next pitch to Tomasi's a strike. So quickly, it's 1-1, one out. Pisgah leads 2-0, bottom of the first.
Come on, Shelby, stay with it now.
Next pitch to Tomasi's down the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Quickly, the bats are hot for Pisgah. That's a good sign.
And it's always good to work from a lead.
It is. Takes a lot of pressure off your pitcher.
Yes.
Next pitch from Bishop. Outside, way outside. Ball three. Quickly, the count's in favor of Tomasi.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby, be ready now.
The fans rooting Shelby on. Next pitch. Down the dirt. She walks. Two back-to-back walks now. One by hit.
And now batting number six, walks. Nadia Hudson.
Now coming to the bats, Nadia Hudson. The one that made the great outstanding catch. And
yes.
I'm telling you, I thought that we were going to be in trouble when we lost Bianca Burnett in center. We called her the gazelle because that girl could cover more ground than anybody I've ever seen. But Nadia Hudson, I believe, they just keep reloading down here at Pisgah. They just keep reloading. You get all these kids, it's amazing how Serena Goodwin, and it's basically Canton area. All the softball programs here. They keep reloading these kids to here, and it's amazing. Absolutely amazing, the talent coming up through Bethel. I hear Bethel has a real good team this year. Canton, not as good, but when they come to Pisgah, when Canton and Bethel come, they make Pisgah. So,
yes. And right now, Franklin's under a lot of pressure with two on base, only one out.
Next hit, right two. Oh, man, she hit it right two. Oh, a double play. She grabbed it. It was right to the second baseman. Duval just quickly tossed it over to Underwood, which caught Pisgah off guard. So that's a double play. So we're here at the bottom of the second. The score is 2-0 Pisgah. This is Pisgah softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to the store, we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation. We're here at the Diamond on the River. Bears are ahead 2-0. Top of the second. Great first inning for us.
Number 11, Caleb Bishop.
Mahala Irvin hits number 29 for the year over the right field fence, and quickly the Bears get a 2-0 lead. We put pressure on her pitcher. We had runners on. So now Callie's back in the circle and up to bat for Franklin is the Caitlin Bishop, the pitcher. So Callie's got her sign.
Oh, nope. Calling time.
Calling time. So this is the sixth hitter. Bishop's back in the box. Callie's got her sign. She's in her windup. Pitch. Ooh, right in on the hand. She's swinging at it, and it's fouled over to their coach at the third baseline. So Callie's really got some good movement on her ball. It's cutting in the hands right as it gets to the plate. So Mahala Irvin's already gave the sign. Callie's in her windup. There's her pitch. Oh, got her swinging on a riser. That thing just kept climbing up a ladder.
And she's still chasing. It makes the count two strikes, no balls.
Quickly, she gets ahead of the count, the hitter again. Mahala's giving her sign. Callie's in her windup. Pitch. She brought a changeup to the outside, just changing the vision of the hitter.
She'll see if she can get her to chase it again, but she didn't bite that time.
She didn't bite, no, but she'll get one she bites on in a minute. Callie's very patient. Next pitch from Callie. Ooh,
ooh.
That was a little bit too high. Mahala Irvin couldn't even catch that. She jumped for it, but she couldn't get it. But she don't get rattled. She's two balls, two strikes, and Callie don't get rattled. She just goes back to the mound. She's business, all business out there. Next pitch in her windup. Got her right in on the hands. Tomasi picks the ball up quickly, throws it over to Latrinko for an out. Great play by Tomasi. She was on that. She threw that like a line over to the first base side. So Tomasi's she's a sophomore. Callie's a sophomore. So, folks, this team's loaded for next year, too. Next up to bat for the Panthers is Carpenter, Jordan Carpenter. Callie's in next pitch. She does it right up. Oh, just went under the glove of Galleon. It's right by the shortstop. It would have been hard for Galleon to catch it anyway. But it went right under the glove, right out to left field. Quickly get it in to hold it to a single. So...
it's good defense.
Good defense.
That's only the second hit allowed so far.
Yeah. Now Underwood, 99 first baseman. The first baseman. Underwood's up to bat. Callie's pitch. Right in there for a strike. And, oh, the cat, Irvin, was trying to get the runner. She was napping. She took off over there off the base and... Mahala Irvin's quickest I've ever seen coming up out of that stance and slinging it down the first baseline. But she didn't get her. No balls, one strike, one out. Callie's next pitch, she bunts it.
Foul.
Foul. Quickly, she's in the hole. Two balls, or two strikes.
And Franklin Button, they're really trying to get a runner in scoring position, try to catch back up, because they do not want to be down.
No, they don't want to be down, and... right now, Pisgah's defense is really tough. I mean, they got some good defense playing right now. But Callie's next pitch. She gets her swinging. She hits it right back. It bounces off fence and right in Mahala's glove. She didn't even have to hardly move.
Nope. Count's still two strikes, no balls. One on base.
Next pitch. Callie's got her sign. She's in her windup. A little bit outside. Trying to get her chase something out there. Make it a ground or a pop-up. Quickly, it's one ball, two strikes. Top of the second. Next pitch, at the knees. Backs her off the plate a little bit. Changes the eye level.
Yep.
One up, one down. 2-2, she still got pitches to play with. So Mahala's already gave her sign. Callie's ready. She's in her windup. Next pitch is in the hands. Right to the third base coach again. Foul. So she's battling. So Callie... Mahala works fairly fast. She's already gave her sign. Callie's in her windup. There's her pitch. In on the hands. Right to the shortstop, Taylor Galleon, for an easy pop-out. Taylor didn't even have to move. It came right to her. Two out quickly.
26, Kendra Duval.
Runner still on first. Held the runner in place. Now up to bat is Kendra Duval. Duval's a second baseman. First pitch into Duval's right to Tomasi. Tomasi picks it up and throws it over to first. Four and out. She pulled her off the bag a little bit, but Latrinko held on to that ball. Let me tell you, she had to stretch for it.
The umpires had to conversate whether she held her foot on there or not.
At least they went to each other to find out, I mean, and didn't just override. So we're going to the bottom of the second. The Pisgah Bears still lead 2-0. That was a great inning for Callie Kirkendall. Again, she gets out of a jam that time. She only had one runner on. She's only allowed two hits so far. So pitching a jam, and you can't ask much for a sophomore against a talented team like Franklin. That puts a lot of pressure on these kids as young as they are. But we'll get you a lineup for Franklin. Coming up to bat for Pisgah will be Tipton, Latrinko, and Galleon. So Tipton is an interesting story. She's our other pitcher. She had laser surgery helping to do away with the LASIK, hoping to do away with glasses, and something went wrong, and now she has to wear glasses. And her daddy told me the other day that she might have it again this during spring break just to see if it'll work. But, man, I don't know.
We got the Black Bears number 12. McKayla
always say one time if it don't work, man, I ain't giving you a second time to try.
That's very true, especially with your eyes.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with your eyes, folks. That's the truth.
Well, I know many people who get that surgery and it works perfect.
I know. It's something freakish happens, so. Okay. Tip's up the bat now. They call her Tip here to play. First pitch outside for a strike.
She's trying to get a feel for that pitcher.
Yeah. Well, it usually takes us a one time around to get it. Bishop's next pitch. Ooh, she gets her swinging on that one. I think Tipton's more mad at herself. She's beating her bat. Like it's a bat's fault.
Well, she knew she shouldn't have swung at it after she swung at it.
Yeah. Bishop's neck pitching. She gets a good whack on it, but it's right to Campbell for an easy out in left field. So she got a good hit, but it's just a pop-up right to the left fieldman Campbell. So that was a quick first out. So next up to bat is Latrinko, Alex Latrinko. Playing first base today for the Pisgah Bears. Her and Mason McCracken take turns out. Alex hits the first pitch over to Overholt, who throws it to Underwood, who had to step off the bag to get it. And Latrinko's safe at first.
Yep.
So quickly, Pisgah gets another runner on by error in throwing. She pulled the first baseman off the bag to catch that ball. So it wasn't a good laser-like throw.
No. There's one out and one on base.
One out. Galleon squaring up to bunt. Misses. And Galleon's got some speed, so let folks tell you, she was the defensive star on the basketball team because she had to always guard the toughest opponent's player. No matter how quick they were, she had the job. So she's up to that. Quickly, she's in a hole 0-2, so they'll probably take the bunt sign off. But I don't know. I'm not a coach. So 0-2, one out. Pisgah leads 2-0, bottom of the second. Pitch inside at the knees, ball one.
No try to bunt that time.
No, because in softball, if you bunt three times, it goes foul. It's an out. So Taylor's ready. Here comes Bishop's next pitch. Fouls it over to the first base side next to Coach Goodwin.
Count still two strikes.
Yeah, 0-2, one out. Latrinko on first. Pisgah leads 2-0. Oh, she gives her a little changeup, which she over her Underwood grabs it right by the first base run backs and tag, but she advances a runner. Latrinko's to second. So that was what she was trying to do with the bunt, so she succeeded doing her job.
Yep. Got one in scoring position, but we are at two outs now.
Now Pisgah's the big two-out rally team. They like the two outs. They don't phase them. Ashley Penn, we're back at the top of the lineup with Ashley Penn coming up to bat.
Her first bat, she had a pop-out.
Yeah, she won't get contact. So, like we got, lefty. So, first pitch from Bishop. Little low. Ball one. That's what Next pitch from Bishop. Ashton Wake. No. Well, that went right through the legs of Walt Leatherwood over to third base side. He gets a lot of wax over there toward him. He does more dancing with the stars over there than anybody I've ever seen. We got Sheridan Presley on deck. If Ashley Penley can get on, so let's hope Ashley can connect. Next pitch is outside for a strike. So quickly, it's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Score is 2-0. Pisgah in the bottom of the second. A lot of twos up there. So Ashley steps back in the box. Bishop's inner windup. Pitch.
Outside.
That was a little too far outside. So 2-2. Trying to get her chase one.
Get him now.
Ashley Penning's back in the box. Bishop's pitch. That looked like that was in the same location the other one was in. He called a strike. So three balls, two strike counts full.
Full count, two outs, one on base.
Yep, in scoring position. Got Latrinko at second. So Ashley just needs to make contact. Oh, she did. I hope it wasn't a car coming, because that went right over in the street. That would have been a rude awakening driving down that road and a ball hit you in the windshield.
Yes.
We sure lose a lot of balls around here, in the river, in the street. That's good. I mean, we'll pay for them. It don't matter.
Exactly.
Next pitch to Ashley Penn and right down for a strikeout.
Got her looking.
So we go this to the top of the third. Pisgah leads 2-0. We'll be back after a word for our message. This is the Pisgah softball on WPTL 920 AM.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
We're back here at the Diamond on the River Park. Top of the third, 2-0 Black Bears. Franklin's back up in top of their lineup with Campbell coming up. And Callie Kirkendall is ready to get at it. First pitch was a tempted bunt, foul. So she quickly gets ahead, 0-1.
First time up, she got her to fly out.
Well, maybe we can get her to bite at something and fly out again. We would love that. Mahala Irvin's already gave her sign. She's waiting on Callie. Callie's in a windup. Pitch. A little high, getting her on the right, trying to get her on the rise ball, but the defense was moving because they thought she was going to square up for a bunt that time, and she didn't. So,
counts 1-1.
1-1. Callie's got her sign. She's in her windup. Next pitch, a little low.
She looked like she was about to line up for the bunt again, but she pulled it back.
Yeah, and our defense keeps from first and third keep running in. So, two balls, one strike, no outs. Top of the third. Pisgah leads 2-0. So, Campbell back in the box. She's on top of the plate. So here comes Callie. inside the hands. She grabs the pitch. It comes right back to her. She throws over to Presley, covering second for a beautiful out. They played the bunt so well here at Pisgah. They're schooled on it day in and day out. Who covers what, you know, and who runs where.
Four, Amber Cook.
And that just went right back to her. And she's a great fielding pitcher.
Yes. The reason they do that, where the kids will do it instinctively. Where they don't even have to think about it. They'll just do it as soon as they see that.
Callie's first pitch to Cook, who's on at the plate now, was high for a ball. So quickly it's 1-0, one out. Callie's pitching beautifully today. So far we got her down for a two-hitter, but we're not the official stat keepers. There's next hit over to Gallion. Gallion quickly picks it up, and she sails that way over the head of Latrinko. So Cook gets on by an error.
Number 20, Haley Overholt.
That's things that you got to get worked out. You go from basketball to softball. We're not throwing a basketball over the top to the lake for an easy layup, so she'll get it down. No, it's just timing and repetition. So next up, the bat's Overholt.
It was a walk the last time she was up, 0-4.
So she's a good hitter, so they're trying to be cautious around her. They got her in on the hands, and this is going to fall in the gap between Penland and Hudson. So Hudson couldn't get to that one fast enough. So first pitch swinging, first hit. So first time that the Panthers have really got runners at first and second.
With only one out, this does put a lot of pressure on her.
One out, a lot of pressure on Callie. Now up to bat is Cousineau, the catcher, Madison Cousineau.
And she did have a hit, though, first time up.
She's a big girl, too. Big girl. So
see if she gets a little fancy with her.
Callie's back in the box. They're on the mat circle. She's in her windup. Ooh, got her with a
changeup.
That thing was nasty. It broke right at the plate. Man, she had her swinging way out in front of that one. Quickly, she gets ahead of her, 0-1. One out, we got Cook and Overholt on base, first and second. Next pitch, a little high. She lays off of it. So it's 1-1. Callie Kirkendall in the circle. She's waiting for her sign. She's in her windup. Next pitch is grounded right over to Gallion. Gallion just flips it over to third for an easy out. Beautiful play. She just kind of shuffled past it over to Tomasi for that quick out there.
And she looked like she wanted to throw it to first, but she was worried about making it.
Always get your lead runner out.
Yep.
Always get your lead runner out. So that's two outs. Still got runners at set first and second. We got Overholt and Cousineau. So Cochran's up to bat now.
She had a ground out.
Right to Latrinko.
Flat
out. My goodness gracious. Wow, to get yourself out of a pickle again. She hit that right to Cousineau. I mean, right to Latrinko. I mean, she just squatted down and caught it just like, boom, there it is. Out of this. So we go to the bottom of the third. The Bears still lead 2-0. And coming up to bat for the Bears will be Presley, Irvin, and Kirkendall. So we got some good hitters coming up. Irvin's already hit one home run. It'd be nice if she could hit another one. So waiting on the teams to take the field. Presley's she's a good hitter, left-hander. We call her Tina Cobb here at the ballpark because she's kind of like Ty Cobb. I don't know. A lot of women don't watch baseball, but Ty Cobb was a great hitter in baseball, and he would place the ball. He was a lefty. He could hit it anywhere. And she's the same way. Plays great defense. She played second base like the Ty Cobb did. So, you know, she good hitter, good all-around athlete. Folks, she was the co-MVP in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference in basketball. Her and Shelby Jacoby which, you know, Shelby Coley did have a great year, and but Sheridan Presley, she's the heart and soul of that team. I'm telling you that right now. And her and Brooklyn Allen is going to be tough, tough, tough next year. Bishop's doing through with her warm-ups. Now coming up to the plate is Sheridan Presley with a little smile on her face. She's ready to play some ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, she got a hit on that first inning.
The White Bears number three, Sheridan Presley.
I see Coach Goodwin don't have the shorts on. She about froze me to death at these tennis and with shorts on. I was going, you got to be kidding me. It's cold over there. We were freezing to death. So Sheridan's up. Bishop's first pitch. She lines it right to the second baseman, and she gets her out. We had to wait on the call on that because it was close. Because Sheridan Presley was running hard, and it looked like the second baseman for Franklin, Duvall, was just leisurely going to get him. No urgency there.
But Presley wasn't going to give up. She...
No, she's not. She's a gang. She's a fighter, let me tell you. Irvin up. Let's see what she can do now. First pitch outside. They're not going to put anything in her wheelhouse.
No, but she's already made them pay once.
Dearly.
Yeah, they tested the water. It didn't turn out well.
Next pitch is outside for a ball two. No, they didn't like that water a bit. I'm telling you. And she's having so much fun this year. She told me, she says, you know, we just got to get our bats going.
Well,
next pitch outside, ball three. I think they'd rather walk her.
They put three balls in the exact same spot.
Yeah. It's not going to be, they ain't going to put nothing down the center. Next pitch to Irvin.
Yep.
Same position outside, high. For a walk. They decided we're not going to give another enough to her. But that could come back and bite them, though. You know, when you walk a pitcher like, or a hitter like that, and you got Kirkendall coming up and Tomasi, which are also good hitters, that could come back and bite you.
Yes.
Bishop's neck pit is Kirkendall's up now, so she gets a strike on Kirkendall on that outside.
Right on the inside.
Yeah. So... Kirkendall quickly back in. Bishop works at a fast pace. Next pitch. Ooh.
Getting it close again. Now, she was hit by a pitch that first time up. So.
On the knee, and that was a little close to the knees, too. She kind of danced away from it again. It's quickly, she's in a hole. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch. Oh, she got her swinging. Three pitches, three strikes.
Now batting number 13, Shelby Tomasi.
So now coming up the back at bat is Shelby Tomasi. We're going to have a pinch runner for Irvin, which will be Casey Brown. The reason Coach does that is because it takes so long for the gear to be put on for the catcher.
Yes.
And plus Casey Brown's got a little bit, well, I wouldn't say speed because Irvin's fast. She's quick cat. Strike to Tomasi right on that outside corner.
Now her first time up, she was walked. So
she's back in the box. The Bishop works fast pace. She's in her windup. Next pitch. Inside at the knees.
But just got the plate enough for the...
Uh-huh. She's working the corners now. Inside out. Tomasi's back in the plate. They're going inside again. You can tell where the bat, she set up in the pitchers, and then she fouls it back to Walt Leatherwood. He's got the best hands on the field.
Without a glove.
Without a glove. So, Shelby Tomasi's back in the, here comes Bishop's neck pitch, change up. They try to get Casey Brown on a quick throw to first. She's safe. So it's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Scores 2-0, Pisgah. And a runner on first, Casey Brown. Bishop's neck pitch to Mossy. Oh. Ooh, she got some hit speed on that. And,
yes.
But it fouled right down to the new batting cage, indoor batting and pitching facility we have here at Pisgah. Or covered. It's not indoor. It's just covered. So Shelby Tomasi still one ball, two strikes. Next pitch. Oh, that hit her in the helmet. Popped up and hit her in the helmet.
So that's why they wear them.
That's a good reason to wear them. That ball would hurt. So Bishop's neck pitch into Tomasi. Outside. 2-2. Here we go with those 2-2-2 and two across the board. We got two balls, two strikes, two outs. Scores 2-0. Bottom of the third. Pisgah leading. Next pitch by Bishop. Inside the knee. She had to dance back from it.
Full count now.
She's worked her up to a full count.
She's having a hard time closing her out.
Mossy's a good hitter.
Fouled again.
Fouled again. She's making her work and earn this
one.
Tomasi is a very dedicated person. She has a batting cage in her basement. After she gets done, she goes and practices and tries to fix what she did wrong. Next hit. Popped up. Cousin New's under it, and she grabbed it for the third out. Popped up behind her, and Cousin New grabbed it. So we're going to the top of the fourth with the Bears leading 2-0. This is Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. We're at the Diamond on the River Park where the Bears lead in the top of the fourth, 2-0. We had an opportunity to add some more runs onto that last inning, but we just couldn't quite get it there. So now Callie's back in the circle and Franklin's coming in. Kalen Bishop, the pitcher, is going to lead off this inning. Franklin's trying to get some runs on the board. But Callie's pitching a perfect game. We're not perfect as far as stats, but.
Well, she's only allowed two hits.
First pitch to Bishop, inside the hands for a foul back to the third base side. She's putting them inside on her hands so that
yes.
They can't get around on it. She's locating the ball very well. And she's just a sophomore, folks.
Got him now,
and if a name Callie Kirkendall sounds familiar, that's Walt Leatherwood's granddaughter. So Callie's ready for her next pitch. She's in her windup. Next pitch to Bishop, a little high, so 1-1. Top of the fourth. Pisgah leads 2-0. Drew first blood in the first inning.
Yeah. Got that great home run.
By Mahala Irvin. Next pitch, right up by the... Oh, great grab by... Oh, merciful love. Folks, I had to take a timeout because I'm sitting here in awe. Galleon grabbed backhanded that pitch that was looked like it was going through the left field side, gathered herself, and threw out Bishop at first. It was amazing play by that senior Galleon out there at shortstop. Now up to bat for Franklin is Carpenter. She threw
foul ball.
Went right by Tomasi. She tried to backhand it on the ground, but it was going foul before she backhanded it down the third base line. So quickly, Callie gets ahead. No balls, one strike, one out.
You missed a good throw.
Oh, man, I can't. That everybody's still talking about the throw in the stands from Galleon. My Lord. Next pitch to Carpenter, swinging on it. She quickly gets ahead of her, too.
She got it with the fastball, that one.
Straight down the middle, fastball. She's going to let her defense play for her next. They're actually playing excellent right now. So, Callie Kirkendall is in her windup. Next pitch, Carpenter, a little low. Trying to get her to swing at the something. I don't even know what that was. Looked like a changeup that might have got out of her hand a little funny.
Pisgah defense, this play's amazing right now. They have 6 ground outs and 3 fly outs right now.
They're great. I'm telling you. Next pitch to Carpenter is grounded up and the cat. Oh, my gosh. Tomasi and Irvin was on their horses trying to get that, but it was not high enough, so it just kind of fell between them in the foul base territory.
So the count's still 2 strikes, 1 ball.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Mahalia Irvin's the quickest person I've ever seen out of the box. And if she can't get it, it's not going to be got. So, Callie's got her sign. She's in her windup. Next pitch. Oh, Carpenter makes a good hit on it. And it is tipped and can't get it. She drops it. So, Carpenter quickly gets a double on that hit.
Well, I guess Carpenter a hit and a double.
And Carpenter's been their best hitter today.
Yes.
Out of that
number
7
hitting Amy position. Underwood.
So now we got 99 Amy Underwood coming up to bat. We got one out. Runner on second. Again, they've got runners in scoring position. They just haven't been able to get anybody past second. So.
Well, Pisgah's been handling the pressure. And whenever we have that pressure, our defense just steps up.
And Tipton couldn't get to that one. Oh, good pitch. It was kind of, she's playing more to the center field side of the right field, and she just couldn't get over to that fast enough. So quickly, Callie gets ahead of Underwood, 0-1. She pops this one up into center field, and there is Hudson on it. She throws it and holds the runner to second. Hudson is just playing outstanding center field today. Outstanding. She's a sophomore too, folks. I'm telling you, this team is only going to get better. We're going to miss Mahalia Irvin. Don't get me wrong. But the pieces are there. We just got to get it. Keep going. Keep the train rolling. So quickly, 2 outs. Runner still on second. Carpenter with that double. Pisgah still leads 2-0, top of the 4th. Callie's got her sign. She's in her windup. She gets Duval to pop up, but it's out of play behind the first base side.
Almost to the cars.
Almost to us. Reason I told you to park way down there. You don't want a windshield shattered. Seen many of them done here. You never want to park right behind the press box or on this side over here. It's not a good place to park.
One strike, no balls.
2 outs. Callie's in her windup. Got her with a foul tip. Quickly ahead in this hitter, 0-2.
She got her to the ground out her first time around. So.
A lot of movement on her balls. If you notice, the spin when the batter's hit, they just set and spin. So she's got a lot of movement on her pitches. So quickly ahead. Here comes Callie with her next pitch. Oh, it's in the dirt. Mahalia Irvin's looking for it. She can't find it, and the runner advances to third. It got away from Mahalia, and that's unusual because she is such a good blocker on the plate. And they got the runner to go to third. So that's the first time Franklin's had a runner on third base.
Yeah.
Still, we got 2 outs, 2 strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Callie's ready for her next pitch. It's in there. Got her strikeout. Looking on a rise ball. Beautiful pitch by Callie. She just keeps getting out of jams and keeps getting out of jams. I am so impressed with the confidence this young girl's showing inside the circle.
And that's her second strikeout tonight.
She's a sophomore, and she's acting like she's a senior out there, and she's facing a senior pitcher. So we go to the bottom of the second, or the bottom of the fourth, excuse me, scoring 2-0, Pisgah. And our Tim back at the studio said it's 52 degrees now, but Tim, I'm telling you, I have to disagree. There's something wrong with that thermometer. We need to have that thing certified and calibrated and checked, because it ain't no 52 degrees out here. or you're just sending us false information to make us feel good. So we're going to the bottom of the fourth. Oh, he says it's 74 degrees in the studio. Oh, he's rubbing it in now. Oh, that's real nice. Eat your heart out. I tell you, I wish I had your heat, man.
Leading off with the Black Bears, number six, Naughty Hudson.
So, leading off with the Black Bears in the bottom of the fourth is Naughty Hudson, who has been playing supreme center field defense today. So, she's coming up to bat. Then we got Tipton on, and then followed by Tipton is is Taylor Gallion. Oh, first pitch to her is right to the center fielder. Cook just lined up and just grabbed that. I mean, it was just like it popped right to her. It was a good hit by Hudson. She put the bat on the ball. That's what all you can ask is get the bat on the ball and see if things will happen. So quickly, one out. Tipton up to bat now. She had a good hit the last time. It just went right to the... So Tipton's first pitch is a strike. Or Bishop's first pitch to Tipton's a strike. I get my tongue tangled sometimes. So Bishop's ready for the next. She's in her windup.
Outside.
Way outside. So it's 1-1 to Tipton. His lead's 2-0, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch from Bishop.
Chip.
Foul tipped at the plate. So quickly it's 1-2. She's gotten behind.
One out.
So Tipton's ready. Bishop in her windup. Next pitch, she got Tipton swinging for a strikeout. Two outs. So quickly, Pittsburgh got two outs.
Alex Rodrigo.
And that's her second strikeout for the game.
She's been struggling at the bat. Serena's moved her down in the lineup to see if she could get something going, you know, taking less pressure off of her. So Latrinko's up to bat. Latrinko's played excellent first base today, stretching out for them, catching them liners to her. So defense, folks, I'm telling you, is outstanding. And as the old saying goes, defense wins championships. So.
Yes.
Bishop's next pitch into Latrinko is foul tip.
Counts 1-1.
1-1. As I said earlier, if you wasn't here to begin the show, I'm joined today by my broadcast partner is Jordan Pitts. Chuck Fevernets is in Winston-Salem today, couldn't be here, so. Next pitch to Latrinko. Whoa, she's done that right by the pitcher, right up the center. That was a laser hit right by the pitcher. So
and that's her second hit for the day.
Latrinko is... She's on fire. So you got she's a junior, so she'll be back next year, folks. So Taylor Gallion comes up to bat. So he got two outs. Latrinko on first. First pitch to Gallion's a strike outside. I thought that was a little bit too far when the girl had to reach way out there to grab it.
Yes.
Because we're sitting here on plate. Next pitch is in the dirt, and Taylor swings at it.
She's already in the hole with two strikes.
Two strikes, two outs. Next pitch, Gallion. Way outside this time, he calls a ball.
She didn't want to chase at that time. She knew.
And on the deck is Ashley Pennis. We go back to the top of the order. So, ooh, she had to dance off the plate on that one so quickly. It's 2-2. She's even to count up. Two outs. Pisgah leads 2-0. Bottom of the fourth. Bishop's neck pitch to Penland, or to is right back to Bishop. Bishop throws it over to Underwood for a quick out. So that does it for the bottom of the fourth. Score still remains. Pisgah 2, Franklin nothing. We'll come back in a few minutes. It'll work for my sponsors. This is Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at Midwest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At Midwest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the Midwest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to Diamond on the River. Bears lead 2-0 over Franklin in the top of the fifth inning. Closed out on this game. Callie Kirkendall just finished her warm-ups. We're going to go back to the top of the order for Franklin as Campbell comes up the bat.
So she flied out and ground out. Pisgah's defense kept her under check.
Callie's first pitch to her. Strike. So good pitch right down the middle. Looked like it was a little drop ball. Dropped there to plate. So she quickly gets ahead of the hitter. Campbell gets back in the box. She backs out. She gets back in. Callie's ready for her next pitch. Next pitch. Gets it.
Oh, just blooped it right in the center.
Blooped it right to center field. It was a little bloop hit between the second base and over the head of the pitcher, so there's no way he could have got called. So Campbell quickly gets on base. No outs. First time we've had a runner on base, no outs. So Cook comes up to bat. Which last time we played them, she really hurt us bad. Feels like 4-for-4, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So Callie gets her sign. Squares around the bunt. She bunts. Tomasi gets it. She throws her out at first. So great play by Tomasi.
But Franklin got
it. She advanced the runner. Just playing a little small ball now. So one out. Runner runs. Campbell's on second. And we got Overholt up to bat.
She's been walked and she does have a hit.
It's Overholt. Callie's in her wind up. Oh, got her with a little bit of change up right across the plate.
She thought it was going to be high, but it just sunk right back down to the strike zone.
It did. It sunk. It just dropped right in there. Just quickly gets ahead of her. One ball. It's Callie's next pitch, and she'll wind up. Oh, she got her swinging at a rise ball. So quickly, she's ahead 0-2. One out. Runner on second, Campbell, who led off with a little bloop single center. So, Overholt's quickly in the hole. Callie's in her windup. Next pitch, got her on the changeup, and that could be trouble.
It is.
It's
over
gone.
The fence.
Folks, that guy's score just got tied up. She put it too much over the plate, and it went to the right center field fence, over the fence. So quickly, that score ties. And Overholt's a good hitter. She has been for them for many years. So Mahala Irvin's going out to talk to her pitcher. She led it a little bit over the center of the plate. So she's just telling her to shake it off. So quickly, this game got tied, and it's 2-2. Top of the fifth. So Callie's out there getting support from her teammates. Irvin's talking to her. She's smiling, so whatever she said. Now, it's one thing about Irvin that I like is that when she thinks her pitcher's in trouble, she'll go out and crack a joke or something and take the pressure off of him. So now up to bat is Cousinu for Franklin. One out. Score's tied now. First pitch is low.
Cousinu did have a hit, but she's also been ground out.
So it's one ball, no strike, one out. Score's tied, 2-2. Next pitch, right in the hands, right to Galleon for an easy out. Fly out to Galleon for out number two.
Pisgah's keeping on that great defense.
So now up to bat for Franklin is Cochran. Cali's first pitch into Cochran's a strike on the outside of the plate. Beautiful pitch.
Cochran hasn't been able to get anything going tonight. She's been ground out, fly out. She's having a hard time at the plate.
She is having a hard time at the plate. Next pitch a little high, trying to get her chase a riser. One ball, one strike, two outs. Nobody on. Score's tied, 2-2, top of the fifth. On a home run by Overholt. About the same position that Irvin hit hers. She hits it over to second base.
Oh.
Bounce off the shoe. An error by Sheridan Presley. So it bounced off her shoe.
11, Caleb Bishop.
She didn't have her glove down far enough, and it bounced off her shoe back into play. And so Cochran gets on by an error. So now coming to the plate's Bishop, pitcher for
that's
Franklin.
Two ground outs.
So Callie told me she don't let things bother her. She don't let teammates' plays in the field bother her. She concentrates on her hitters. So she quickly goes into the first pitch in the hands of Bishop, and she fouls it back to the left field side. No balls, one strike, two outs, score tied, 2-2. Ooh, next pitch was high, and she swung on it and hit it to the left field, right to Ashley Penland. It was between the shortstop and the third base.
Two, Jordan Carpenter.
So quickly, they got two runners on, making a threat. And here comes Carpenter, which has been their big hitter tonight.
Yep. We've been having a hard time closing out this inning.
So Carpenter comes to bat. Kelly's back in the circle. Runners on first and second.
Thank you.
Strike on the inside corner of the plate. Cochran out there is trying to give away the signs. She's looking in to see where the catcher's setting, and she gives her teammate where the pitch is going to go. If it's going to go inside, and it looks like they're going to go inside again. Next pitch is inside. Foul ball. Tomasi tried to grab it, but it was bounced foul before she could grab it. So quickly, she's in the hole. Oh, no balls, two strikes, two outs. Score tied, 2-2, top of the fifth. Runners on first and second. Cochran and Bishop. She knows it's going to go out. She's signaling it's going outside. Next pitch. Oh, she gets her with a changeup. What a beautiful pitch. So Callie Kirkendall works her way out of another pickle, but she does let a home run get out of the park on Overholt.
That was a rough inning for her because she did have three hits and a home run.
So quickly, Franklin ties the score up. Going into the bottom of the fifth, scores 2-2. Now, let's see how this young team of Pisgah can come back after they've tied the score. Let's see if they got enough composure just to get back on the bat. So we got coming up Finland, Presley, and Irvin. So we got the top of the order coming up. When he gets some runners on the base, and Bishop's coming back out the pitch. And she's got really well here at the end. Last couple innings, she's pitched really well. So. Serena gathered her players up and had a little talk with them. more or less probably just tell them don't worry about that home run, shake it off. You know, we played great. They played great defense up to that point. So, and I can only account for two errors. I'm not sure we'll have to get the official scorebook, but I can only account for two errors, and that's the error that Sheridan made in Taylor Gallion. And folks, they've been playing basketball. They had a full week of practice.
That was two errors that inning, though.
So Ashley Penland is up to bat. So you can get on base and put some pressure on. You got Irvin coming up in the third slot, so. And they don't want to pitch to Irvin if they don't have to. They've already proven that. So Ashley stands in. She's left-handed hitter. Bishop's first pitch was foul tip back. So quickly she gets in a hole. One ball, or no balls, one strike. Bottom of the fifth, score tied 2-2. Next pitch from Bishop. Little low, 1-1.
She brought the heat on that one. She was trying to catch her.
Ashley gets back into the box. Bishop's next pitch. Outside on the corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes. She back in the box. Bishop's next pitch. She hits it right back to Bishop. Bishop throws it over to first to Underwood for a quick out.
Now batting number three, Shannon Presley.
So, one out. Presley's up to bat. Irvin on deck. Just need to get on base, get a hit. Another lefty, back-to-back lefties, top of the lineup. Presley's first pitch, Presley's low. Ball one. Stands back in, Presley does, she's ready. Next pitch, low, ball two. Quickly, Presley gets ahead of count, so she needs to wait to see her pitch. Next pitch to Presley, outside and on the corner. So two balls, one strike, one out. Score's tied, 2-2, bottom of the fifth. Bishop's next pitch into Presley, way outside that time. Trying to get her chase one, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Score tied, 2-2. Presley gets back in the box. Bishop's in her windup, next pitch. Strike two. Looks like that's a little bit way outside from here, but we don't get paid the big bucks like umpires do. So, Presley's back in the box. Next pitch from Bishop. She hits it right to the Underwood at first base, which she just tags a base. She just had to grab it and tag it.
Now batting number seven, Mahala Irvin.
So that's two outs quickly.
Two grounds.
Two ground outs. So here comes Irvin up to bat. She's already homered once, singled the next time. So, and walked.
Oh,
she hits it a high ball to the right back to the pitcher, and the pitcher quickly throws her out to Underwood. So that was a high ball that she swung at, and then so the Bears go out of the inning with no runners on base. Score still 2-2. Bottom, we're going to the top of the seventh. So, folks, when we come back, you're listening to Business Softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you and
Deuce guns and guitars and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We're back here at live at Diamond on the River. The Bears, we're ahead until the bottom of the, or top of the fifth, and the score on a home run quickly tied it up 2-2. So, folks, I said we went away, that we'd go to the top of the seventh, but they had changed the scoreboard quicker than I could look up, and so it's really the top of the sixth. So they've been behind on the balls and strikes all day, and I've been waiting for that, and then they get changed the inning quicker than I can look. You know, it's March Madness, so we're sitting here at the in-between looking at the scores and trying to figure out how we're doing in our brackets, and we ain't doing worth a hoot in our brackets. I am. I picked Ole Miss to beat Wisconsin, so I'm doing good. But NC State really bit the bullet. They got beat, so that just really messed me up, so... And Harvard messed me up, too. Now, come on. Ivy League. Callie Kirkendall, we're lead. Amy Underwood is up to bat to lead off the inning for Franklin. First pitch from Callie Kirkendall's high for ball one. So one ball, one strike.
And both teams have played great defense. Each team has only let go one home run. But both of them have been a two-run home run. That's why we're tied 2-2.
Next pitch, a little high, too. So quickly, 2-0. Serena watching her pitcher to make sure everything's okay. Next pitch to Underwood. Callie Kirkendall inside, strike. Underwood kind of smiled at the referee like, you got to be kidding me, that was a strike. Last time Callie was out here and she pitched to Robertson, she was smiling at the umpire and he took offense to it, so now we call her Smiley. Next pitch inside, a little bit too far inside, according to ump. So it's three balls, one strike. Oh. He took offense to her smiling. She didn't say anything. She didn't roll her eyes. She just smiled at him when she disagreed with his call. And he went out there and jumped on her. And I didn't agree with that, but I'm not a... Next pitch is back to Callie. Callie flips it over to Latrinko for an easy out. So, way to get out of a bind. She started out rugged, got behind 2-0 in the count, and then quickly
Kendra Duval
got her to ground out. So, I don't usually fuss at the umpires or something, but if you got a problem with a kid out on the field, you go to their coach and tell them, let the coach handle the situation. Don't go straight to the kid.
Yes.
I don't agree with that one bit. So, Carpenter up to bat now. Callie Kirkendall right down the middle with him. Duval's up to bat. I just seen the two on the jersey. So quickly she gets ahead. No balls, one strike. Next pitch. She gets her to swing. Grounds it over to Galleon. Galleon quickly flows it over to Latrinko for out number two. So Galleon settled down after that throwing error that she made way back in the... I don't know what inning, third or second. But now up to bat is Aaron Campbell, top of the order for Franklin coming up. So Callie's in her windup. First pitch. Ooh, tip foul off of Mahala Irvin's mask. She's tough. Tough catcher. And Gardner Webb's got him a heck of a catcher coming down there next year.
Oh, yeah.
Callie's got her sign to Campbell. Campbell squares around like she's going to bunt. Next pitch. Oh, she got her on a changeup. She was swinging it air. She threw her fastball the first time. She kind of smiling on that, so I don't think the umpire's going to go out and say anything to her. So we're just checking the scores. It looks like Creighton has beaten Cincinnati, which I picked Creighton. Ground out back to Cali. Cali picks it up and flips it over to Latrinko. So easy. 1-2-3 in and for Cali Kirkendall. It worked out pretty good. So we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Is playing that great defense again. They had a not so good fifth inning.
Not so good fifth inning, but score's tied 2-2 on the bottom of the sixth. The Bears have got Tipton or Kirkendall, Tomasi and Hudson coming up. So maybe we can get something going here with a 3, 4, and 5 position. I mean, a 4, 5, and 6 position. And folks, I hope this game don't go into extra innings like TC did, because I like to froze to death off the tip. I was chattering on the. Let me know how you could tell what I was saying. So, but Bishop's still in a circle. She's doing her warm up pitches. Callie Kirkendall's warming up in her batting. Callie's done an excellent job inside the circle today. Other than that home run she let go of to Overholt, she's pitched really well.
15, Callie Kirkendall.
So we need to get some runners on. We need to get to play a little small ball, get that leading run back. Our defense is playing really well. So, Bishop's in the circle. She got her sign. She's in her windup. First pitch. Callie Kirkendall swinging inside the hands, fouls it back over to close to Walt Leatherwood. Walt's giving her instructions. She goes back in the batter's box. Bishop in her windup. Pitch. Callie Kirkendall swings at that.
Oh, close to the Jeep.
And it bounced off the red truck, too. So. Quickly, she gets behind 0-2 off two fouls. So Bishop's next pitch to Callie. Changeup. She gets her swinging off balance. So quickly, she strikes her out.
Now batting number 13, Shelby Tomasi.
Now coming up to bat, Shelby Tomasi. One out, bottom of the sixth, score tied 2-2. Tomasi's first pitch is, Bishop's first pitch to Tomasi is high, ball one.
If to be high on her, that's a really high pitch.
She is a tall girl, really tall. Three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, softball. And she gets a good whack on that one, folks, and it is off the wall in left field, and it's going to be an easy double for Tomasi. She's running hard to get that. There's that. She hit that thing right off the end of the bat.
Number six, Nadia Hudson.
Right in left center field gap, right off the wall.
I thought it was going to be gone. It was close.
It was close. It was dying there at the end, though, but it bounced right off the wall. So now coming up is Hannah Hudson, which has had two good hits today.
Yes.
So Hudson hits it. Oh, right to the second baseman, or the shortstop, Overholt.
She tried to get in between short and third, but she didn't quite get it there.
She didn't quite get it there. So we have a pinch hitter coming up for Tipton. It's going to be Mason McCracken coming in to bat.
Peanut butter.
Tipton struggling with her bat, so they're going to DH her for Mason McCracken, as we all know her around. I started calling her Rocky because the first time I ever met her, she had a big old bandage on her nose where she got her nose broke. So I started calling her Rocky.
Now batting for the Black Bears, number 2, Mason McCracken.
She was kidding me and said, you ought to see the other person if you think I'm back. But she's a tough, she's got a great back. Me and Chuck was talking about this last time she's up. She's got that Dominican stance and the swing. You wait till she gets up in the batter's box. She's got that high bat, the twitching, the moving like the Dominicans do in baseball. So Mason McCracken steps into the batter's box after she's been formally announced. Bishop gets her sign. She's pitching. First pitch, ball. Mason's a senior. plays first base. Her and Latrinko will, tag team first base. Bishop's next pitch into Mason. The strike. So quickly, it's 1-1. Bishop's next pitch, Mason. She hits it foul right over to Serena Goodwin, first baseline. We need to straighten it out just a little bit and put it more in play.
Yep.
So one ball, two strikes, two outs, score tied 2-2, bottom of the sixth. And Tomasi on second with from a double. She gets her.
Tipped again.
Tried to get her on the changeup, and she foul tipped it, so she stayed alive. So count still stays the same. Latrinko's on the circle. She's been hot today as a hitter, too. So Mason, the pitch from Bishop to Mason outside. Ball two. So 2-2-2 across the board. Score 2-2. Bottom of the sixth. Franklin tied it up in the top of the fifth with a two-run homer. Mason McCracken hits it hard and foul. Right by the first baseman. Good idea, put it in that corner down there. So, count still stays the same. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bishop's next pitch is down low. She runs a count full.
Piz is really trying to get one in scoring position because they really need to run and get back in lead of this thing.
Just put it in play, is all the coach is saying. Next pitch from Bishop. Foul. Mason McCracken's making her have to work for this one.
Yes.
That's probably about the eighth pitch to her.
It is the eighth.
So, Bishop wind up, pitch to Mason. Way outside, she walks her. She lost her. So that brings up Latrinko, which has been hot.
Alex Latrinko.
From the bat today. So we got runners on first and second. We got Mason McCracken, Tomasi on second, Mason on first, and we got Latrinko coming to bat.
She does have two hits, so she's been hot tonight.
Yeah, we just need something in play. Because Tomasi's got enough speed, she'll get home.
Yes.
It's first pitch to Latrinko, strike. Bishop don't want to mess around. She says, I'm going to put it there. You're going to hit it. Latrinko's another tall one. So she back in the box. Bishop shakes off sign. Next, in a windup, way outside. She didn't like the first pitch, so she shook it off. I don't know what the second one was, but... Latrinko's back in the box. Bishop's next pitch. She gets her swinging. So quickly, she's got one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. Bottom of the sixth. Score tied 2-2. Primarily has been a two-out rally team, so let's see if I can keep that going. Bishop's next pitch, way outside.
Count 2-2.
So Latrinko's run the count to 2-2, two outs. She's back in the box. Bishop's next pitch. She's in her windup. Oh, she got her swinging. It's a check swing. She didn't want to go, but she couldn't back off from it. So that's all for the bottom of the sixth. The score still 2-2. This is Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back to the Diamond on the River Park. We're in the top of the seventh. Score tied 2-2. Franklin coming up to bat with Amber Cook and Callie Kirkendall still in the circle, pitching a heck of a game. She only let that two-run homer in the fifth inning, top of the fifth, get her, but she's back out there. First pitch to Cook, swing. Right in inside the corner. So Kirkendall quickly gets a strike. Next pitch. She gets her swing and Tomasi grabs it, jumps up, throws to Latrinko for an out. She grabbed that on her knees, jumped up and threw the ball to first base on a rope. Let me tell you folks, that's an outstanding play because you don't have a lot of time to make mistakes in softball.
No, you don't. And Pisgah's defense still playing hot.
So now Overholt coming up, the one that hurt us on the home run. So Callie's first pitch to her, inside on the hands for strike.
Callie's proven she's not afraid of her. She'll still pitch in too.
Callie's got a lot of composure out there for sophomore. It's not like it ain't rattled her because she hit that home run. She's going right at her. Next pitch. Right there, strike on the inside corner. She's going to hit something. It's going to be inside the hands.
Yep.
She learned from that last one. She left it too far out over the plate.
Yes.
Next pitch.
It's foul.
She hits that and lays her down the first base side. We had to make sure if it's going to be foul or fair, so it was foul. So count still stays same. No balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the seventh, score tied 2-2. And I've always said this conference is going to come down between these two teams right here. So Callie's back in the windup. There's her pitch. She gets it to Sheridan Presley, and she grounds it, throws out to Latrinko. Easy play. Sheridan didn't bobble at that time.
That's two up and two outs.
And that was two big hitters, too.
Yes.
So now we got Cousinu coming up, the catcher, with two outs, score tied 2-2. Callie Kirkendall still pitching the gym, folks. Their defense is playing good for her. First pitch in to Cousinu. She hits it right to third base. And right to, I'm telling you, Tomasi has been playing a gem at third base. Right over to Latrinko for out number three. Three up, three down.
Yes.
So that was an easy inning for Callie Kirkendall. Not a lot of pitches. So the Bears go to the bottom of the seventh. We need one run to win. So we need to manufacture that run somehow or another. I don't care if it's a home run, small ball, or what, because I'm not going to stay here all night for another 10 innings.
Well, I'm pretty sure Pisgah is going to start trying to play that small ball.
They need to play small ball. We got coming up to bat Galleon, Ashley Penland, and Presley. So we go back up to the top of the order. So if we can get back up to Irvin, we might have a chance. So
that's if they pitch to her. Proven the last couple times, I do not want that.
No. Not to Irvin. Not with 29 home runs now. One away from tying the Western North Carolina record, which it would put her in a tie with Izzy McQuarrie, she's at 30 right now, and only 8 away from the state record, tying the state record. So, and this is still got a lot of games to play, folks. This could be a record-breaking season for that catcher behind the plate.
Yes.
And that's the way you want to go out as a senior. So, Bishop's still in the circle. She's getting her warm-up pitches in. Taylor Galleon coming up the bat. She'll be followed by Ashley Penland and then Presley. And if we can get any of those on, we got the Cat Irvin coming up. So Galleon's getting a little coaching up from Coach Goodwin before she goes to play. Then she's going to have to get on her jets and go to Skyland and play basketball tonight. Game time is 6:30, so. Oh, she tries to bunt, get on base, and a little high.
Come on, five.
Strike one. Next pitch from Bishop. Squares around, bunts again. Strike number two.
I'm pretty sure she's gonna try to bunt this one.
Taylor steps in the plate, swings it down.
Strucked out.
Struck her out.
Now batting number one, Ashley Penland.
So Ashley comes up the bat. They got one out right now. Ashley's made good contact. It's just not been, it's not been in the gaps. It's been right to somebody.
Exactly. She has that fly out, a ground out. She's getting her swings in, but.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
Ball is low.
For ball one. So we got one out. Next pitch from Bishop was right at the knees for a strike. So we got one and one, one out. So the next pitch, she
oh man,
what a beautiful bunt. She took it down. There
she
got it. Oh, I'm telling you, it died right at the front of the plate, and she outrun it to first base. So there's your base runner on, folks. So that guarantees Irvin's going to come up unless you put hit into a double play. So Presley's up to bat. Well, she's made good contact today, so we just need her to put one in play, advance a runner. We got one out. Penland on first. She hits it right back to the pitcher, which gets the lead out runner, Penland, at second. So we still got a runner on Presley, so here comes Irvin. Same situation she had last time she's up the bat, was that she had a runner on first when Mahala hit it out of the ballpark. So we got two outs. Score tied, 2-2. Presley at first on fielder's choice. And Irvin at the plate. And I guarantee you they're not going to give her anything in her wheelhouse. First pitch.
Stick it to the outside again.
Outside. Ball one. She gets back in the box. Bishop's next pitch. Strike. That hit right on the corner. She didn't like that where it was at, so she laid off of it. Gets back in the box. Bishop's next pitch. A little high. Catcher didn't agree with it. She just got down on and says, oh, man. You're not sure that's a strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Umpire's been consistent behind the plate today. Next pitch to Irvin outside. They're not going to go inside on her at all.
Yep.
Three balls, one strike, two outs. Next pitch. They call that a strike. Oh, I think the fans were way disagreement with
we
that
strike.
We
have some disagreement out here.
Yeah, way disagreement. So, next pitch. Oh, she foul tips it straight back. Counts full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs.
One on base.
One on base. Presley at first. So, fans still mumbling about that last call. So, Mahala's back into play. Bishop's next pitch, way outside.
I can't argue with that one.
They ain't going to give her anything. That one that got down the center was just an accident. She foul tipped it back. So Kirkendall's up to bat now. She could really help herself out here in this game by getting a liner, because Presley will score from second.
Yes.
If she gets anything in the field of play. First pitch, swing on it.
Swing.
Strike. At the ground, at her feet.
Kirkendall's been having a rough time not finding where the strike.
Good hitter. Bishop's great. Just got her number.
That's a ball.
She laid off for that one, so it's one ball, one strike, two outs. Score tied, 2-2, bottom of the seventh. Put your rally hats on, Pisgah fans. Next pitch, Callie. Oh!
Oh.
Right over the... Merciful love. Oh, no. This has been an error fest. Folks, I can't even say this, but what happened was is Callie Kirkendall hit a liner over the pitcher's head out to center field. Sheridan Presley was on her horse. She scores, and then before she kicked, the catcher was trying to get Mahale Irvin going to third, and she threw the ball away, and Mahale Irvin scored. So I don't know if the final will be 3-2 or 4-2, but they're showing 4-2 on the board. But, folks, Pisgah Black Bears finally beat the Franklin Panthers. Big day in camp, and the Pisgah Bears are 2-0 in a conference. We're going to go away for some messages right now, come back, and we'll have our closing show. And good day in, down at the Diamond on the River Park. Pisgah wins 3-2. This is Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, welcome back, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River Park. And I have a very special guest here sitting with me. Coach Goodwin, that was a huge, huge win for your program. It's been a while since we beat Franklin, and I know that has to really boost the confidence of your players.
Definitely. That was part of the pregame speech, was that it had been a long time since we'd beaten Franklin, and we knew that we had all the tools in place, so we just had to put them together, and it was a great effort today from all of our team.
What can you say about Callie Kirkendall in the circle?
Yeah, she has a lot of confidence, and she does not allow herself to be rattled by whatever's going on around her. She's very stoic. I don't think she lets anything get to her, and that's going to be to great benefit for us this season.
When Haley Overholt hit that home run at two-run tied up, she just kind of, I like what Mahala did. She went out there and she said something to her, kind of laughed and went back, and she was just like focused in business after that. Didn't even affect her.
Mahala took the blame for that. She called that pitch and framed it a little oddly, and Callie pitched it where Mahala told her to.
Well, it's a great big win, and then just like I told on the radio, it's a big day for the Pisgah Nation to beat Franklin. We go 2-0 in conference. That's the biggest important part of it.
Excellent. Now. Yep, it's a new season, and I think we've got a good start.
Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And everybody will be here Monday with the Swain makeup game. So we have we'll be here live. That'll be our next broadcast Monday. Here at the Diamond on the River Park, 4 o'clock, 3:45 pregame show. It'll be Chuck Fiebernetz will be back, so we can all give him a hard time about him taking off again. But big day, like Coach said, historic win for the program. The girls, you know, she said we had the right tools to do it. The defense played extremely well. And Callie Kirkendall from a circle, what can you say about that young lady?
Yes, and there was a lot of pressure on Pisgah tonight where they had runners in score position almost every inning, and they just closed them out.
They did, and Callie Kirkendall doesn't get fazed when she gets in there. And just like Coach said, Mahala Irvin took the blame for that home run and said, I just called it in her own place. So, you know, folks, that's the way it goes. But great day here on the river. Pisgah goes to 2-1-1, and they beat Franklin 3-2 in a great defensive and pitching duel with Bishop and Kirkendall. So join us here Monday, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock game time. Swain Maroon Devils come to town, and we'll see you then. And this is Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920 AM.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.